People who work hard sleep well, whether they eat little or much. Somebody said, don't you dare eat anything after 6 o'clock or you can't sleep at night. Well, I've seen us not even sit down to dinner till midnight. Well, yeah, that's right. Today we haven't had it, but we're going to have a hamburger or something when we leave here tonight before we get home or before we go where we're going. But anyway, a lot of times we've worked hard out the ministry center and we just eat when we get hungry. You know, we don't have a schedule. You know, we don't eat at 6 in the morning or 8 in the morning or 12 or 7 in the afternoon. We just eat when we get hungry. So when we get hungry, we go get something to eat. You know, and sometimes we'll all get hungry or say something and the yeshua said, well, I'll fix up something to eat, and we'll maybe 12 o'clock at night. Lots of times we have popcorn or whatever, 1 o'clock in the morning. It got to be a normal routine thing out there. We're working like crazy. And somebody said, hey, it's 1. It's popcorn time. Let's have some popcorn. So we run in and pop a great big pot of popcorn. We eat all that and drink some drinks or water or whatever. And then, who knows, I say, well, you know, after all that ice cream, I need a double dip ice cream before I go to bed. And so I eat a double dip ice cream and then go to bed. Somebody said, I don't see how you do that. Hey, if I work hard and not eat, I just go in there and, man, in 2 breaths, I can be asleep. See? What do you got to do? Have a clean conscience, knowing that you're loving God, serving the King, putting the King first. Then whether you eat little or eat well, He's going to put you to sleep, and you're going to sleep because He's going to give His saints blessed sleep. And I think about the people in the world, even the Christian world, that have to take tranquilizers to go to sleep at night. I hope there ain't none of y'all in here. Man, if you have a tranquilizer at night, you need to come out and work with me for a few days, and I guarantee you can sleep good at night. I'll make you so tired, you know, that you'll sleep. We work lots of hours out there. You know, a normal day at the ministry center is 18 hours, you know. There's somebody there until midnight. And, of course, it depends. Sometimes I get up. Every morning I got up at 5:30, come out there, and Phil's already back there in the back working. I thought, wow, boy, you're here early. You never know when people are going to be at the ministry center. You know, they're working all kinds of the day and night. Now he says, but the rich, after he says, you know, we sleep well if we work hard, and even if we eat little or much. But the rich are always worrying and seldom get a good night's sleep. Uh-oh, so next time somebody comes to me and says, I'm having trouble sleeping, I'm going to say, are you rich? You got a lot of money? If you don't have, then we need to work you hard. And if you got lots of money, you need to give some of it away where you ain't got so much, and you can sleep, you know, because you won't have it to worry about. But people that got lots of money, always worrying about it. Uh-huh. Who's going to have this? Don't worry about it. You know, that's just like one time I was going somewhere and I had a whole bunch of cash that I was going to have to take to go do something. And they put a sign up there. I read a sign in the airport. It says, if you're going to go through the airport, you must have less than $10,000 in cash on you. I thought, now how would they know if I don't tell them? I asked the guy. I said, what if I had $20,000 in cash on me and I didn't tell you? How are you going to know? He said, because of the machines we got here, the imprints that's on them, they will alarm us if you have more than $10,000. I thought, how about this? It's going to set off an alarm. If I got $20,000 or $30,000 cash in my suitcase, they're going to know it. Isn't that amazing? But did you know, I don't know if any of you have seen this or not, but don't put a $20 or $50 bill in a microwave. It'll blow up right in the picture. It has an antenna in it, so they can tell where that's at from a satellite. Do you think you ain't being watched? Did you know almost everything you buy from Walmart has those little tiny antennas in them now? Some of you already know that, don't you? Clothes, everything. If you go through one of those scanners, if you've bought stuff at stores that, and almost everything Walmart carries has these in them now. If you buy your clothes from Walmart and you go through one of these antennas that's on the door, it will read on a computer what you're wearing, what you gave for it, everything. Isn't it amazing what we don't know? And it's all this microtechnology. Microtechnology. These little tiny antennas that they're putting in everything. In fact, Ty, our associate pastor here, till he went into his own ministry, he said last year, or was it year before last? Now, maybe it was year before last, since he's a vet, all cows had to have those installed in their ear. Every livestock, every cow had to have one of those little tiny antennas, and they put them in with a hypodermic needle. Once they put that in, once they put it in the cow's ear, then you can run a scanner over that ear, and you can tell that cow, you can tell everything about that cow, you can tell how old it is, how it worked, everything. Sure. Everything, they know everything about that cow. Yeah, I don't know what caused it, but anyway, they're doing it. But now then, they're putting those same little antennas and things in everything that Walmart sells. Virtually everything has one of those little tiny antennas in it that they scan. That tells you what the price was, which store you bought it at, everything. Is that right, Joseph? I mean, it's amazing what they're doing with this stuff, isn't it? It is amazing. Yeah. Is that right? Wow.
What did he say?
In other words, you mean if they run by and some guy's got $1 million in cash in his house, that thing will detect it? Because you mean the average guy don't keep $1 million in his house? Some of those drug dealers handle millions like that, don't they? They carry suitcases full of money. So that's what they're doing that for, I guess, one of the reasons. So they can tell where that is. Let me tell you, don't definitely, I hear a while back somebody, it's been maybe a year ago, somebody sent me an email, says, don't put a $20 or a $50 or a $100 bill in a microwave and run it, because if it does, it will explode the picture, because there's one of those little tiny antennas in it that tells them where that's at. And I guess that's why they're doing all this stuff. So anyway, we just don't know all the things the government's doing to watch us, do we? We really don't know. But anyway, I'm not going to let this bother me. Even though I'm not rich, I'm not going to worry about this. And where it says the rich seldom get a good night's sleep, you can tell I'm definitely not rich, because I get a good night's sleep every night. Praise the Lord. I mean, I don't worry about nothing. I cast all my cares on the King, because He cares for me. So I don't worry. Although when I found out about this money and all this stuff, I said, okay, no big deal. You know, when I got a $20 bill, I'll either save it, I'll put it in the bank, or I'll spend it. One of the two. But that's what it's for. It's just a piece of paper. I mean, what can you do with it? You can buy something to eat or whatever, but it don't do any good to hoard it all up. You know, I mean, it's nice to have a little of it. You know, when you need something, it's nice to be able to pay your bills. But don't just hoard it up to be hoarding it, because who knows, it might not be worth anything tomorrow. Then he says, there is another serious problem I have seen in the world. Uh-oh. Riches are sometimes hoarded to the harm of the saver. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. How can a person hoard money and it be a harm to him? Are they put into risky investments and turn out sour and everything is lost? Has anybody in here ever invested in anything that turned out sour? Let me tell you, I've just about 3 or 4 or 5 or maybe 6 months before 9-1-1, I invested about $10,000 in some stock in an oil and gas company. And man, it was going up like crazy. And I saw that. I thought, man, in fact, I knew some of the people that were involved with this company. And they said, our company is going. We're drilling more wells. We're buying more stuff. And this is going to go like crazy. And I said, okay. I ran out and drew out another $50,000 out of my
life investing, and I now had invested $60,000 in this stock, and within a matter of about 2 or 3 weeks, it had already increased to $75,000. And I thought, man, in a year, I'm going to have a lot of money. Did I get in on the ground floor on this deal at the right time? And then 9-1-1 came along, and the whole world fell apart. And that stock went down from $75,000 almost overnight to $4,000. And today it's only back up to $10,000. I've still $50,000 in the red on that stock. Hey, as long as I don't sell it, I ain't lost it. It's still just paper. It's just paper. You know, if it ever goes up, when it gets above $60,000, I'm selling. But if it don't, I'm just going to keep it. Because if I ever sell it, I've lost it, hadn't I? Yep. But it appears I've lost $50,000. And I tell you, I don't like to lose $50,000. That took me a long time to make that. You know, so I don't like to lose it. But somebody says, and this would be your first question, did you pray about that first? And I'll have to say, probably not enough. I did pray. But I will have to say, I let the flesh take a hold when I saw that first $10,000 worth I invested. I saw it going up so quick, I thought, man, let me run and get another $50,000 out and put it in there. Because the way this is going, in a year, if that doubles, I'll have $150,000. And that's what I thought was going to happen. And it was on the way. But man, did it fall through. Wow. But he says here, in the end, there is nothing left to pass on to one's children. That can happen. Listen to this. People who live only for wealth. Now listen to this. People who live only for wealth come to the end of their lives as naked and empty-handed as the day they were born. So if you're living your life trying to get wealth, guess what? You're in for a rude awakening. You're going to leave this world with nothing, just like you came in, with nothing. It ain't going to prosper you nothing. So if you've got a lot of money, do something with it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.